and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 84. I don't have a whole lot to say today except for happy birthday, you February 7th babies. The birthday book's calling your name, and we're going to learn a little about you. So, here we go.
Happy birthday!
Those born on February 7th often tend to view the world around them in a somewhat naive way, and that they have an inherent sense of justice and respond on a deeply emotional level to any perceived social abuse. They are quick to identify solutions to problems, which they will then pursue with idealistic enthusiasm. But, in their zeal, they are unlikely to have thought their plans through sufficiently, and thus they're often seen as somewhat gullible. The majority of February 7th people, who are quick-witted and original thinkers, are furthermore possessed with great communicative and persuasive skills, which they will characteristically employ to enlist the support of others. Such interpersonal talents indicate potentially successful salespeople, but they will often also thrive in social work. For those who can rein in their most idealistic propensities and offset them with practical and rational considerations, they can make gifted journalists and technicians too. A vital characteristic of these people is their instinctive aversion to authority. It is not that they lack discipline, far from it, just that they chafe under regulations which they do not agree, and, if constricted, they will typically resort to subversion as a manifestation of their independence. Self-starters, they will always perform best when given autonomy and freedom of action. This applies as much to their personal as their professional lives. If this crucial criterion is satisfied, they make empathetic and even indulgent partners, and, since they always maintain a youthful outlook and tend to persuade rather than dictate, are often particularly good parents. Their virtues are forward-thinking, energetic, analytic. Their vices are tendencies towards disappointment and disillusionment, cynical. So happy birthday again, you February 7th Aquarius babies, my little Aquarius buddies. And we're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from consistent_ad1062 on Reddit.
Two weekends ago, I had visitors in my bedroom. I live on a military base in Maryland, USA. This occurred around 3 a.m. I had trouble falling asleep in the first place that night, but I do remember tracking a white circular light, even with my eyes closed right before I nodded off. After the experience, I was awake for probably an hour before getting back to sleep again. I was sleeping when I felt someone's hand pressing my butt, left cheek specifically. I thought it was one of my kids coming into the bed, so I shooed it away and lifted my blanket up so whoever could crawl in with me. Then a hand pressed real firm on the same left cheek, like it wanted my attention right that moment, you know? I got up on one elbow, no kid in bed, doors closed. So I'm looking around like, what the? Then, there, right there, right at the foot of the bed, standing 4 foot tall, unmistakable silhouette, large head, small bodied, just right there. I sat straight up. When I did, the other one moved. It was right next to me, looking over me. I didn't notice it when I first turned around, but when I sat up, it moved up and away from me, like it had been hunched over me, its face right next to mine. It had to be 7 feet tall. Tall and thin, but its head was proportionate to its body. It was dark, so I couldn't see features, just movement and shape. They didn't look solid, like they had this swirling liquid smoke moving across their bodies. I think they were partially cloaking themselves. It looked like in between the liquid smoke there was nothing. Like little swirling liquid windows that I could see the wall and carpet and dresser through. So, I'm sitting straight up looking at the small one. I wasn't scared, but my senses were all the way up. I think fear might have been trying to creep up, and I didn't want to ruin whatever this moment was about to be. I said, "Are you really here?" in my normal daytime volume voice, and it slowly started to move backwards. I saw that and lurched towards it as fast as I could and stretched my arms out wildly, grabbing to where it was. But I missed it. I watched it phase out of sight. Both of them. The whole experience lasted mere seconds. They woke me up. They wanted me to see them. To know that they were there. Honestly, I feel like it was a gift. It was an absolutely remarkable experience, and I hope they showed themselves again. So I'm still trying to grasp the fact of just kind of getting over aliens for myself. So this was really interesting because I'm assuming that these are aliens, and it's just kind of icky to me, honestly. Like, just the thought that they just show up in your bedroom, which I feel like happens quite often, but they just kind of show up in the bedroom and you're just like, ew, or at least I am. I don't know. I just, to me, it's icky that aliens just appear and appear out of your home. I understand humans can break in and be horrible people and do that, but the thought that an alien can just appear in your damn home and then just leave the same damn way, that's worse. That's scary. But it's also like interesting in the same way. It's a weird feeling. I mean, this person seems to be okay with it. I think I would cry. I really don't know. Oh, and I don't know when the episode is coming out, but I will be on Where the Weird Ones Are podcast. And we talk a little bit briefly about an experience that I had with, well, I thought it was paranormal, but the more that we talked about it, I'm thinking maybe what if it was like an alien? I don't know. Because this person, the way that they described it with the small body and a big head, very much what I saw. Yeah, you'll have to go check out that podcast if you haven't heard of it. Also, don't judge me because I'm not an on-camera person, so I was giving it a shot. It was a lot of fun, and I'm going to shut up about that, but this story is really interesting. And I would love to know your guys' thoughts. And I think we're going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from the_Tideman on Reddit.
I have never experienced seeing shadow people until I saw one a few weeks ago. I woke up to see one walking into my bedroom closet before dissolving into the background. I've been skeptical of the supernatural. I have a BS degree and followed this with the scientific thinking. I knew I had just woken up when I saw them, so I figured I was just hallucinating. Now last night, I wake up and jump up in my bed because I see another one crossing the room to go into my closet. The difference this time is that me jumping woke up my cat next to me, who I see tracking the movement of the shadow person. Am I in danger? Am I being haunted? I've been freaking out a little bit about this. I just love when pets are just creepy as shit. Honestly, it is so scary when they track things, especially like in this situation where this person is seeing the shadow figure and the cat is also tracking the shadow figure. I mean, pets are scary when they just do the whole like okay, if you're a pet owner or if you've seen a million pet videos, they just kind of do this like stare into a corner or sudden movement thing and they're following something and you can't see it. Pets are kind of scary, but this whole story is creepy, period, because I have honestly seen a whole lot of shadow people things pop up lately. And from what I've been reading lately is a lot of people are saying that shadow people aren't people and that they're just something else. Personally, I have heard in the past that shadow people are people right before they pass away. And who really knows what they are? We won't until we go to the other side. And hell, we may never know. But honestly, like the fact that they're going into their closet makes me wonder if there's some kind of like portal in there. Maybe there's a portal for shadow people. Maybe that's something new. Ooh, what if that's like a new thing? A portal just for shadow people. Wouldn't that be interesting? What if that is a thing? If that is a thing, please let me know, because now I need to know. But anyhow, what are your guys' thoughts? I would love to know. And does anybody have a story, like either story today? I mean, aliens, shadow people, all of the things. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.